Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Mike Coates here, introducing part two of Swing Time for today, Tuesday the 10th of June 2025. And my thanks to John Yule for stomping us off in such fine form. Not sure if John would approve of the use stomping of the phrase stomping us off, but that's the way I see it. We don't use a regular signature tune now on Swing Time, but if we did, my opening track would take some challenging as an opener for our show. It's Count Basie's 1 o'clock Jump, and it was played there by a group led by Jimmy Smith on organ, with Stanley Turrentine on tenor. Kenny Burrell was the guitar player, with Donald Bailey at the drums. It was recorded in Englewood Cliffs, which means that Rudy Van Gelder's fingerprints were all over it, on the 25th of April 1960. 1 o'clock Jump. Up next, three tracks from a musician who has not been overexposed on Swing Time, Yusef Lateef. His dates are 9th of October 1920 to the 23rd of December 2013. My selection is the tenor player's own composition, Midday, which might almost have been an alternative choice for our SIG tune. Thank you. The Latif composition Midday was played by the Yusuf Latif Quintet, who were Curtis Fuller, trombone, Yusuf Latif, tenor, Hugh Lawson, piano, Ernie Farrow on bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. Recorded in New York City in 1956. I can't be more precise than that, I'm afraid, on that date. A later LP album contains some important developments for which Latif's music became notable. The use of the oboe as a jazz instrument, and his incorporation of Eastern musical influences into his own performances. These Eastern influences can certainly be discerned on the next track, which is a quartet track with Yusuf Latif on tenor, Barry Harris, the piano player here, Ernie Farrow on bass, and Lex Humphreys on drums. Recorded some 5 years later, on the 5th of September, this is Snafu. Thank you. snafu was an expression originating, I think, in the American military at the time of the Second World War. The meaning, situation normal, all, but I don't think we need to go into that any more detail on a family show like this. We will, however, take the opportunity to hear the sound of an oboe in a jazz context. This is the Luft theme from the film The Robe. The recording was done at the time of the previous session with the same personnel, except that Yusef Lateef plays oboe in place of his normal tenor. I thought that Barry Harris's piano complemented Lateef's playing there exceedingly well. Now, a Dutch pianist, accompanied by an American rhythm section, recorded in New Jersey. This is Peter Beets, that's spelt B-E-E-T-S. And as his album is called Portrait of Peterson, a pianist with whom Peter Beets has tremendous admiration, it seems logical to play Blues for Oscar. Well, instead of the Peter Beats trio playing at Blues for Oscar, a Peter Beats composition, we heard the Peter Beats trio playing Souchez, which was an Oscar Peterson composition. The trio are Peter Beats, piano, Reuben Rogers on bass, and Greg Hutchinson, drums. It was recorded at Charleston Studios in Hampton, New Jersey, on the 12th of February, 2013. And if you're interested in catching up on Peter Beats, there are some fine videos to be found on YouTube, particularly one with Sachilo Rosenberg playing Dark Eyes. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates presenting part two of the show. My two classic recordings this week are taken from the British traditional jazz scene. Both are more of a personal selection than of more universal acclaim, so I well understand if listeners have a different viewpoint. First, a record which could be thought of as an opening shot to the whole British jazz trad scene. It's Bobby Shafto, played by the Chris Barber Jazz Band, who at the time, and I'm sure this is well known to many veterans who are listening today, Pat Halcock's trumpet, Chris Barber on trombone, Monty Sunshine clarinet, Lonnie Donegan banjo, Jim Bray bass, and Ron Bowden at the drums. Recorded in London on the 13th of July 1954. Bobby Shafto.
Thank you.
Sorry we didn't get Bobby Shafto. Apparently he's sulking because his team's going to face Sunderland in the new season's football later on this year. And indeed, we might have said that the Chris Barber we heard was actually recorded at the City Hall, because certainly it was from that period, and I seem to remember that the City Hall was invariably full when Chris Barber came to town. It's tight like that. My first traditional record was by two other stalwarts from the British jazz scene, notably Wally Fawkes and Acca Bilk. And not a particularly well-known record, but I do think that it goes into the classic box for British jazz. The lineup being Acca Bilk clarinet, Wally Fawkes soprano and alto, Stan Gregg at the piano, Tony Pitt guitar, Clive Morton bass, and Richie Bryant on piano. That was recorded at the Stables in Wavendon on the 18th or 19th of February 2002. My illustrations of my other feature on the turntable now are recordings to complement our programme title Swing Time. I think that many jazz enthusiasts, when listening to their favourite stars, often overlook the fact that virtually all of the big bands of the swing era provided music for dancing. A reminder then from Jimmy Lunsford, who with composer Cy Oliver and arranger Cy Oliver, with a tune called For Dancers Only. The solos are taken by Willie Smith on alto, and the high trumpet is Paul Webster. And here we have For Dancers Only. Other notable musicians in the Lunsford Orchestra at this time were Eddie Durham on trombone, guitar, and he also arranged for Lunsford. Dan Grissom, clarinet, Joe Thomas, tenor, Eddie Wilcox, piano, Moses Allen on bass, and Jimmy Crawford at the drums. The recording was made in New York City on the 15th of June 1937. Our next swing era session is a tune which was first conceived as a riff from tenor player Chu Berry. The record sold very well, and part of the tune was adopted by Benny Goodman and occurs on the famous Sing 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 session at the Carnegie Hall. The tune is called Christopher Columbus, and you might find some common ground with the previous trike. This is Christopher Columbus. Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra recording of Christopher Columbus was recorded on March the 27th, 1936. Solos by Chew Berry on tenor and Roy Eldridge on trumpet. It has been suggested that when the boss of Decca, Jack Capp, saw how well that sold, he suggested to Jimmy Lunsford that he, Jimmy Lunsford, should also have a record aimed at dancers, and hopefully they would cash in on it. Well, perhaps they did. Well, unfortunately, that just about the last trike for me today. Thank you for listening. I do hope that you've enjoyed our selections today. John Yule and I, and that's Mike Coates being the I, hope you can join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. for some more jazz, blues and swing music. To see us out, we are going to join Miss Peggy Lee for a beverage as we prepare for next week's show.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down broom. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock till four, and Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye,